Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Kathy from Ohio has an interesting question for us. It's about Lustron Homes. Kathy, tell us about your house.
It's very unique. It's a porcelain enameled steel structure. They were manufactured in Columbus, Ohio from 1948 to 1950.
Oh, these were the metal homes that were made for the returning GIs.
Yes.
From World War II.
Yeah, it's actually interesting. The architect and the engineer, the designer of it all, was this guy, Carl Strandlund. And he actually started off wanting to manufacture metals for a different purpose, for construction. And the government wouldn't allow him to do it. They said, you know, there's a housing shortage, and that's what we're focusing on. So he figured out a way to manufacture homes out of metal. And he had such a great idea that he was really almost ahead of his time.
And it's interesting that here we are, what, 50, 60 years later, and these homes are still standing up. Kathy, what kind of shape is your Lustron home in?
It's actually in excellent condition. There is a user group on Yahoo for people that own Lustron homes or are interested in them. And there's a lot of people that have posted pictures of theirs. And, you know, some people talk about the poor manufacturing with the unions that were putting the houses together. So some people have problems with their foundations shrinking or cracking.
Yeah, but I got news for you. There's a lot of problems with foundations and stick-built homes that were built in the 40s, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it might not be so unusual. Now, what project are you tackling right now with the house, Kathy, that we can help you with?
Actually, there's quite a few, but...
okay, well, pick one because it's only an hour program.
My big thing is with the house, it's all porcelain enameled steel, inside, outside, the roof, the studs, everything. And my whole inside of my house is gray.
Oh, well, you're lucky because your choices for interiors when you purchased a Lustron home were beige or gray. Now, your exterior choices were pink, tan, yellow, aqua, blue, green, or gray. What color is your outside?
That sounds like the washing machine that I had growing up.
My house is avocado green.
Actually, the outside of my house is currently tan with dark brown trim, but I was told by Alex James, the person, he wrote a book on the Lustron homes, that the original color of my house was gray.
Hmm. You could have ended up with one of those canary yellow ones.
So what can we help you with today, Kathy? You trying to change the color of the interior?
Yeah, I'd like to, but I don't know how to do that.
Well, I don't think it's terribly difficult. I know a lot of people compare it with an automotive paint, and you really sort of have to bake on the enamel. But I think if you do the proper prep work, you should be able to get a really nice paint job. And what you want to do is make sure you clean all of the surfaces that you're going to paint very, very well. Use a 50-50 solution of water and ammonia, especially in the kitchen and the bathroom. In the kitchen where you might have a grease buildup, in the bathroom where you might have a soapy residue buildup, use the ammonia and water, and that should bring everything down to a really nice surface. Let everything dry very, very thoroughly, and then you want to make sure that you prime everything very, very well. And I think a Zinsser primer, it's called 123 Bullseye Primer, and that should do the trick because that will adhere to just about anything. And if you get the primer on, then you can go ahead once that dries thoroughly and use a really good sort of oil-based high-quality paint. Make sure you get a high-quality paint because it really does matter if you spend the money on the paint, especially if you're dealing with something like this. And remember that even if you were to paint any sort of surface, you need to be delicate with it. Don't go and use an abrasive cleaner on it. Make sure you use soft scrub. That tends to work best, since especially everything in your house has this coating on it. So make sure you do a lot of good cleaning prep work, prime, and then use a good quality oil-based paint as a top coat.
Does it have to be oil-based?
It works much better if it does. I know it's more
work. Plus, it'll be much more durable.
Correct.
It'll just be more hardy, especially since it's all of your surfaces.
Okay, Kathy?
All righty. Thank you very much.
Good luck and enjoy that house.
888-666-3974.
You know, when I was doing research, I found out that the houses had something called the Thor, which was the washing machine, and it was built into the kitchen. And the interesting thing is by flipping a couple of things and changing a basket, it became a dishwasher.
Oh, interesting.
It's like how cool. They really sort of wanted to conserve space and utilize every amount of space within the houses. And when you look at the pictures, I mean, the colors are wild, and the houses look sort of sterile, but cool and modern. Definitely a forward thinker. Poor guy Carl went bankrupt in 1950, and they only ended up making about 2,800 houses in 18 months, but they're all still standing.
Yeah, and they've got a whole user group on Yahoo associated with it. Well, that was a very interesting question. Kathy calling in from Ohio.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.